We were speaking of belief, beliefs and conditioning. All belief possibly could be said to be the result of some conditioning. Thus, the study of history is simply the study of one system of beliefs deposing another, and so on and so on and so on. A psychologically tested belief of our time is that the central nervous system, which feeds its impulses directly to the brain, the conscious and subconscious, is unable to discern between the real and the vividly imagined experience. If there is a difference, and most of us believe there is, am I being clear? For to examine these concepts requires tremendous energy and discipline. To experience the now without preconception or belief, to allow the unknown to occur and to occur, requires clarity. But where there is clarity, there is no choice. And where there is choice, there is misery. But then why should anyone listen to me? Or should I speak? Since I know nothing.
Without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one knows, the less one really knows.
Believe me when I tell you, you're the king of my dreams. Please don't deceive me when I hurt you, it just ain't the way it seems. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? I need you like a desert needs rain. I would travel like to die. Darling, oh, when I don't see you, so spread your wings and fly. Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz? Can't you hear my love buzz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's more like it. Rave, psychedelia, colors. Oh, yeah, this is really good with your head. It's like cleansing you. So bad. Hey, lie on the floor, close your eyes.
Oh.
directly into the brain. Designed to preserve between the real and the vividly imagined experience. There is choice, there is misery, and why should anyone listen to me? Or should I speak? Since I know nothing.
Experience the now.